Those killed have been identified as well-known television correspondents Ali Shuyab, along with Fatima Fatouni, and her brother, freelance photojournalist Mohammed Fatouni. Eyewitnesses say Fatima survived the initial blast and attempted to flee, but was later killed in a drone strike. Witnesses described the scene as her being hunted down. In a separate vehicle, her colleague, cameraman Hussein Saeed Naji, was seen in distress, holding Fatouni's press vest, now torn to shreds. His comments translated by Sky News.
How's the media meant to witness what Israel's doing? They're committing massacres against journalists. These press vests don't protect anyone.
Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun and Information Minister Paul Marcos have condemned the attack. President Aoun called it, quote, a blatant crime that violates all norms and treaties under which journalists enjoy international protection in war, close quote. Notably, this was not the first time Fatouni and her colleagues had been targeted. 18 months earlier, they were struck by an Israeli bomb while sleeping in a hotel in southern Lebanon. Fatouni survived that attack, but two of her colleagues were killed. At the time, she said her only weapon was her microphone.
This is what remains of my shield and my helmet and the weapon that we carry. This is the weapon for which the Israeli warplanes raided us. And do we possess another weapon? Perhaps this weapon pained them, and it is indeed so. And we emphasize from atop of the rubble of houses and the destruction here on Hasbaya, we are continuing to convey the truth and the reality and the crimes of the Israeli occupation to the last breath.
In the video, she would hold her microphone up from the rubble. And earlier this month, she reported live on air as seven of her own family members were killed in an Israeli strike on their home. Broadcaster Ali Shoyab also faced previous attacks, in part due to his reporting for the Hezbollah-affiliated Al-Manar TV. But the Committee to Protect Journalists and its regional director, Sarah Kuda, says journalists are not legitimate targets, regardless of the outlet they work for.
We have seen a disturbing pattern in this war and in the decades prior of Israel accusing journalists of being active combatants and terrorists without providing any credible evidence. Journalists are not legitimate targets.
Israel openly acknowledged to targeting Shoab, a move the Committee to Protect Journalists says shows a clear disregard for international law. In a post on X, the Israel Defense Forces wrote, quote, eliminated. For years, Ali Shoyab operated as a Hezbollah Radwan Force terrorist under the guise of a journalist. Turns out the press vest was just a cover for terror, close quote. The post included a split image of the reporter, showing him holding a microphone on one side and what the military claimed are images of him in military gear on the other. However, even Fox News questioned the claim. Here's correspondent Trey Yangst debunking the photo.
When asked by Fox News about the source of the photo, the IDF responded, quote, unfortunately, there isn't really a picture of it. It was photoshopped.
CPJ says they have emailed the IDF requesting further information regarding the targeting and killing of all three journalists, which includes a request for evidence supporting the allegations. However, in a reply, they stated that the incident is being further investigated. The IDF's treatment of the media came under renewed scrutiny this weekend as a CNN crew in the West Bank was reportedly attacked. CNN's Jerusalem correspondent Jeremy Diamond described what happened in their report.
The commander comes straight for our camera, and within seconds, a soldier has just put photojournalist Cyril Theophilus in a chokehold, forcing him to the ground.
Don't touch him like that. Don't touch him like that. Give me my phone.
The report they were working on examined how Israeli settler violence in the occupied West Bank is surging again amid the war. Following the report's publication, the Israeli military told CNN that one of the soldiers involved had been dismissed, along with other unprecedented disciplinary actions against the battalion following the detention and assault of journalists. While CNN's Jeremy Diamond praised the swift response, he noted there is often a lack of accountability in similar incidents.
The swiftness and the scale of this response is only really happening in large part because of who we are. Because we are journalists working for an American news network, we have seen incidents similar to this before involving Palestinian journalists where there is no accountability.
For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.